following program is intended for mature audiences.
Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday night. Tonight on Spank Wagon Radio, Murphy's missing yet again. He must owe me money. We're going to learn more tonight about a former running back who's now a former tight end. You want to learn how to piss consumers off? We got a bunch of news on that as well. We even have a guest in the studio. Someone I don't know, and we'll find out more. They're like, do I dare talk? Oh my God. We recommend everybody going to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat. Join our chat room. Watch our replay broadcast so you can listen to us there and watch Murphy's whiteboard at work. Yeah, Murphy working. I know. Fantastic. Thrilling. But at least it's Spank Wagon Radio. All right.
What's up, man?
What's up, dude?
What's going on?
What's up with your friend over there, man? I mean, are we dealing with, like, someone with multiple personality disorder?
Probably, but it's all right. You
slight
know.
Schizophrenia? Oh, let me get the mic on.
Yeah, I just picked her up from the mental institution on West Charleston and shit and brought her by.
Dude, that's called the Vons. That ain't no well, I mean, it's a mental institution.
No, I hang out at the library.
The library. I read books.
So which library?
Oh, all of them.
All of them.
Wherever I can use the computers a lot, like all day.
Hey, people got no jobs. They got nothing else to do but use
the
computer
all
day.
Look for a job.
You know, I was reading about that. The library uses up like 7%, and what are they going to do? Close more libraries? What?
Well, we're opening another library.
When?
Then December. January 7th.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, we're opening a new branch in Centennial. Yeah.
But I was reading an article in the RJ talking about, like, library uses up and people are actually fighting to get their fucking Anne Rice books. I'm like, what? Seriously?
It's depressing times, man. Nothing else to do but read a good book and plot suicide.
Yeah, really. Read. Become more literate. Take advantage of the public infrastructure that still works. Brilliant idea. Yes, it's hard times to actually use what you've been paying your taxes for all these years. Park the SUV, take your kids inside, and have them get a little smarter. Brilliant.
That's right.
That's why all the DVD racks are empty.
Fuck. Okay, you know what? You know what? Seriously, you're a fucking library.
Yes.
Quit being a Blockbuster. Then again, no one would ever read a book.
I can't complain. I check out a lot. I check out more movies than books from the library.
You know, I've never checked out.
Guilty.
You're guilty.
Yes, I feel good too.
Do you? That's good.
It's getting Blockbusters out of business, I think.
Well, Blockbuster gets itself out of business. They do a fine job of actually putting themselves out of business. They finally have decided to do the set top box thing where you can download.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. Welcome to 2006.
Welcome to the digital world.
Digital. All right. Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. We want you guys to join us. Get into the cam and chat where you can watch Murphy's whiteboard, hopefully listen to us, and also chat with us online at the exact same time. Again, digital technology at work.
See, Murphy, I brought a white woman in the studio. You ain't even here, man.
You know, well, Well, next week we got Haley, so that'll make up for it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, next week we'll have Haley.
Does everybody already know what Haley's going to be doing? Yeah, taking on Big Red.
Taking on Big Red.
What woman? What?
She's going to take on Big Red.
I'm not a woman. Who says I'm a woman?
You are a woman. What you talking about, girl?
Pre-op or post-op, we've had them too.
Yes, we have.
It doesn't matter.
We swing all
the way. Whatever gender identification you want us to assign to you, you win. Get it.
I'm a woman.
Okay. So do you have a name, woman?
Well, you know.
You know what?
You don't, huh?
Yeah, call me.
Where's someone in the chat room? Hey, guys, help us out.
Yeah,
we need a name.
Help me pick a name.
Okay. So now we're going from completely unknowing to trusting the masses.
Yes.
Well, I should say just the masses.
Yeah, help me pick a name.
A few people there.
Reverse MySpace stuff. You pick the person's name. They don't pick it themselves.
But you have to talk to the microphone.
I get to be Murphy today.
Oh, you get to do Murphy. Do Murphy.
Look, you have to get on the microphone as if it's a big black cock.
And there she goes, right out the door.
Yes, because when you go away, come back and go away, come back and go away.
You mean like this?
Yes, you have to go like that. You have to be right on
the
microphone.
Okay, like this. I can't even hear. Now I can hear myself. All right.
There you go. See?
Where's all those cyber people out there helping me pick my name? Come on, guys.
They'll get there. They'll be up. So we do have a few people in the chat room hanging with us. So hello, everyone out there. We'll get to you. Phone lines are going to open up, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257.
What's AU? Ah. Ah, what?
Ah.
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 Rev?
I have no clue where Rev's going with this shit.
What is ah?
You should be ah.
Ah. Ah. Ah.
Okay, that does sound like a Murphy thing.
Yes, it does.
No, we'll probably hear from Murphy. He'll be calling in here in a little bit. And you said you wanted to say hi to someone?
Oh, my friend?
Okay.
Who's really outspoken?
Yeah. Very outspoken. Is this a brave thing for us to do? We'll do this in a little while, but is this a brave thing for us to do or a foolish thing?
No, she's cool. She's from Jersey. She's really outspoken. She's from Joysy. She's cool.
And suddenly that half of the counter is too. I'm so happy I have the East River in between us.
I've never been to the east side of the country before.
I mean, she lives here, but she's originally from Jersey.
You haven't been on the east side of Lake Mead. What the fuck are you talking about?
Man,
no, wait, you've been to Arizona, right?
I tell you, Las Vegas has spanned so much, guys, and I don't even know. I've been to parts of, I haven't even been to like parts of town that people's like, yeah, have you been here? Have you been to? I'm like, no.
Have you been to any of the places you've written about in your book? What?
No.
Well, yeah, of course. That's where I grew up at for my August of 77.
He just made it all up.
Yeah. That's well.
No, I know those streets pretty well. It's crack,
where,
crack house, whore.
I'm trying to figure out where Cornell's is.
Oh, Cornell's. You know, the secret in some of the places and the names, and in my first book, too, mm-hmm. then the middle names are my actual relatives, my brothers and sisters.
All right.
So I take the middle names. Now, Cornell's is actually there's garage shops. There's the garage shop I use for it is on D Street.
Okay.
And it's beat up. It's been there since I was born. So I know it's been there forever. And it's beat up, and you know, you go there, and everyone's greasy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
the cheeks are greasy. Mm-hmm. The hands are greasy.
Greasy.
The ass and the pants is greasy. It's just everything's greasy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's just one of those real, you know. Every car is a Cadillac. Or
you know, it's funny to mention. I remember I used to go to this place down off of Mojave in Charleston called Owen's Auto, right? It's down off near the Coca-Cola plant. Yeah, Owen's Auto. And I'm there, and the place is like always immaculate. The shop is great. You get your vehicle in, you get it out. But it's old school Vegas. So much so that if you're there at any given time, you will transport yourself back into the 80s. A Goomba will roll up, Cadillac, shirt, tracksuit, you know, the whole... Shtick.
It's cool.
You swear to God it's Halloween, but it isn't.
So this is how people really came up there.
It's seriously Vincent. It's not Halloween. It's, you know, some
dude. Oh, so that's the shop itself. That's how they dress inside the shop.
No, that's how the customers.
What?
The customers. It's old school. Like, old Vegas
knows
that place is there and no one else does.
Is it so it's still there right now?
It's still there right now.
So I can roll into Owen's Auto, but I probably get kicked out because I'm not dressed appropriately.
No, you, do I get dressed? No, I mean, it's just funny, the clientele.
Oh, that comes
up. Reverend explains AU is in a play on Hey You or the symbol for gold.
It's the symbol for gold, right?
That's what he just said.
Oh.
We're going to just defer to you as if you're the expert
so
now.
So you're Gold? We're going to call you Goldie?
I studied science.
There we go.
School.
Call her Goldie.
Goldie?
Yeah. Goldie. That's cool.
Yeah, you're blonde. You're Goldie.
All right. I like that.
All right, Goldie.
Disrupt fucking bears' houses.
So Goldie.
That's right.
So you like your stripper name, Goldie?
Goldie.
Yeah, except I'm not a stripper, so don't get in then. I thought you
That's
were.
That's next week.
Yes, it is next week.
Thought you were.
We should show Goldie over here what Big Red is. That's what
we'll take care of that later.
Yeah, we'll take care of
we'll
it.
We'll take care of that later. We got plenty of show, plenty of time to do what we got to do.
I know. It's been a long
it's
week,
been a
man.
Fucking long week.
It's been a long month. I'll tell you, I think in the last month or so, I just been like absolutely swamped. You know, with school and, you know, just work and what's going on, and it's just the mood too. Right now, it's like everyone is real down and kind of depressed. It's like no Christmas spirit at all. You know what I mean? It's like
that's true.
It's just everyone is kind of just trying to watch out what they have and kind of keep to themselves, and everyone's really down. You know, and it's not so much that everyone is struggling, but you know, there's people out there that have friends of other people who are struggling. Mm-hmm. You can see the effects how it's taking a toll. Like my supervisor is going on in our last meeting about how lucky we are that we have our jobs and how he has a bunch of other friends, like, which I'm going to talk about later in the school district, that has lost their jobs. And, you know, they call him up and they're crying and all this other stuff. So he said we have to be really thankful.
You know what? We do have to be thankful, but I think your boss is an asshole for saying it like that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you should be thankful you have a job.
Yeah,
no, you know
but
what?
He is kind of like that, though. So,
oh, okay. You know, the thing is, right now with the economy, there's a lot of ways you can future-proof yourself. And I've been doing a lot of thinking on this, you know, just with how you save money and the fact that, you know, I'm cheap.
Oh, we know you're
And
cheap.
We were talking about this just before the mics went on about how, you know, a lot of people are really suffering financially. Yeah. But I'm in the exact same position I was a year ago. Why? Because I'm insanely cheap. I am, you know? I mean, Murph.
Save socks since high school?
No, same t-shirts. Actually, you know, now that I've lost like 80 pounds, I can fit into those clothes again, so it's great.
You got to live below your means. That's how you save.
Yeah, exactly. And people have a hard time doing that because there's always these big, wow, great things, but you just have to...
Hummer!
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. I need a Hummer.
Yeah.
He's like, no one needs a fucking Hummer.
No one in the United States needs a fucking Hummer. Well, I mean, a vehicle, the H1, H2, or H3. I'm very positive there's a lot of people that need a Hummer. But let's think about this. You know, it's one of those things. We don't all need really wow cars. Detroit's finally figuring that shit out in the sense of, they drove their cars.
Yeah, they learned from their first slapdown. They learned from not flying their personal jets this time around.
Except it cost more this time around. They're now asking for like $32 million or billion or whatever instead of just 24. But Detroit went back this week, and they wanted to get, you know, the money, and they wanted to say, help us, bail us out, which polls out there say 61% of the Americans or the American populace, whatever.
Oh,
say,
61?
Fuck no.
Yeah, I know.
61 is what? What did you say?
61% in most polls like Gallup and all that say that 61% of Americans actually don't want Detroit to get some of the bailout money.
Well, there you go.
You know what? I can agree with that to a point. Fire the fucking management.
Yeah. What do you think, Goldie, about the bailout?
Well,
if they should bail out the big three.
No, I don't think they should because like the
even though a lot of people's going to lose their jobs.
Well, I don't want people to lose their jobs, but they need to rework how they do things. And it's a good thing that they stop to think about it. And like you need to rework how you do things, make it more energy efficient, all that, you know.
But what if they put incentives in?
What sentence?
Incentives. I'm sorry.
Incentives.
Incentives. I can't say that fucking word. I never said a word in my fucking life.
Well, you know what? Here's what I think about a bailout. How about all the people and Americans that are suffering? Where's our bailout?
Like suffering how?
What?
Suffering how? You got
well, first off, they're not putting any money into things like unemployment insurance. Mm-hmm. No bailout money is going into unemployment insurance. So you have people who are running out. We actually have a shorter duration of unemployment insurance than most European countries. So European countries, man, they're like, it's 2 years, no job. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And they still have their fucking health care.
Yeah, Rev said the big three need to be
fuck three.
The fuck three.
But if we try to be like Europe, then they'll say, oh, we're being socialist.
You know, but no. Yeah, I know the argument's there, and you know, but we're not. What we're trying to do is just look out for humankind.
Right.
You know, we're not saying one shoe fits all. We're saying that, you know what, healthcare, the ability to go into an emergency room with a nail stuck in your head and go, could you help?
Yeah, and if your insurance is expired, you can't be helped. Well, that doesn't. That's not basic human decency.
Right, or bankrupting you to the point of, you know, well, just charging you to the point of oblivion.
Right,
you know, bankrupting
yeah.
you.
Yeah,
and so I know nothing about I went to anything on the insurance, so not I know nothing's really gone to the people. But do you think it's like it's a step process where okay, we have to start from the top. We have to start from the corporations and then work our way down, even though people's going to suffer in. Or you think it should be everyone, the people first, and hope and believe and trust in them to invest their money back into the companies?
I believe that the companies mostly need to be the ones that get a benefit. But what, in my opinion, okay, here we go. We have fucked ourselves by turning ourselves from an industrialized nation into a service nation.
Yes.
We are more about the Walmart and the 30% discounts than we are about building something.
Yeah.
Yes, we have a manufacturing branch. We have our automakers and our manufacturing and our factories. But even that has changed to the point where, you know, we've talked about this before, one guy getting $12 an hour screwing in one nut. We need to rethink. Look, I mean, I know what I do is, you know, IT, and it's kind of pseudo service industry.
Well, so someone say that you have to take a $5 pay cut so you can benefit other people, would you be happy with it or would you fight against it?
I would be okay with it so long as there was something else in it for me. If I'm taking a $5 pay cut, where else is that money coming from? Is that CEO of a major, you know, conglomocon, are they taking their $5 million pay cut? Then I can understand that. Now, if it's saying it's a pay cut to give in to someone else, I'm a little leery on that. I'm also a little leery on paying too many more taxes to help out another person. What we need to do is reinvest in our infrastructure. We need to reinvest in manufacturing. We need to bring back jobs that we have happily given to Indonesia. No offense to Indonesia. I'm sure they can figure out something to do. They've got these buildings that make things.
They all got American names. What do you call them? Tyrone?
Well, not just that. But
this is Tyrone.
You're talking about India?
This is Tyrone.
They're called David and James.
Yeah.
Why don't they just give them their real names? So it's like they're taking away their culture, too.
Xenophobe.
You say the same shit. My shit don't work.
The fear of foreign culture. Xenophobia.
Yeah, totally xenophobic. And that's what's going on is people don't want to.
Ooh, xenophobic. That's a new word for spag wagon.
They don't want to think about the fact that they are calling someone in another country, but they're going to pay that other country's company. You know, it's really fucked. We need to bring a lot of that work back. Now, another thing we need to do, let the free market actually be free market. If you're going to have a shoe manufacturer, let the shoe manufacturer go out of business if they suck.
Yes.
I say that while I'm wearing my Chucks and knowing that they got purchased by Nike. But there's a reason they got purchased by Nike. We also have too many people that are buying up littlers. I mean, again, it's so many different problems. One conglomocom owns a million different little things. That one big company goes down, takes out the million little things.
Yeah, so,
right. Like a big shark eating a little fish.
Right, but yet we don't have enough fish. It's really weird like that.
But in that way, do you think it will destroy small business altogether, or you think small business is being destroyed altogether anyway through this time?
Run that by me one more time.
Do you think that, you know, doing it that way, that small businesses are going to be, you know, the whole point of small business is going to be gone. And you know, and the whole thing of the American dream is to own your own business to have a chance of making it. Now, to that point, if small businesses do, God damn it, what did I say before? I phrased it better the first time around.
Let's hope they don't go out of business. How about that?
Well, you know what? Small businesses, in my opinion, you know, we need small businesses, but we're gonna see something happen probably in the next 2 years. We're going to see different industries or different businesses pop up out of nowhere that never existed before because you have all of these unemployed brains. I mean, if you look again, the tech industry has started shedding again. One more time where the tech industry is shed. You're going to see a lot of innovation come out during that time.
Hopefully.
Look at the innovation that came out of the dot-com bubble.
You know,
there was the dot-com bubble and you had the big players and they all kind of, and you had some small ones that kind of, but from there, we've learned how to build better services and better products and better manufacturing techniques, and it's going to happen again.
So you think with the big three that they should go down, they should collapse, and then hopefully we can, you know, rebuild and buy American cars. I just don't really see a whole bunch of people going out buying American cars to start with. You know, I think as soon as they collapse, all the overseas companies are going to come and take up the whole market.
Yes, they should.
Because Toyotas are better cars.
Well, you know what? Toyotas are more, you know, Toyotas have their place, but you know what?
Better cars.
I've driven shitty foreign cars. You know, they are out there.
From what, Mexico?
Yugoslavia.
Same
hey, there's nothing wrong with them.
Oh, no, I'm sure the Slavics are great, but the fucking Yugos are a piece of shit.
But that's the thing. I think as soon as they collapse, no one's really interested in to buying Fords or Dodges or anything.
Well, you know, it's funny because I think they are. People will buy a car that one isn't
if it's good
over,
quality.
If it's good quality. You know, I remember Claude and I a few years ago, we actually brought it to the show where we did a car test where we were doing this whole GM test drive of their vehicles. And the vehicles they were showcasing had so much fit and trim problems. Like, you drive the HHR, and this is before it was even launched fully to the regular, you know, consumer market. And you look at their dash. And the dash was, like, misaligned or spread apart. Like, you know, it was like the big old seam. And it's like, wait a minute. Where's the fit and finish? Where's that, you know, that niceness that you should have with these products?
Glamour.
So you say that person is not getting paid $12 an hour to do that? He just gets paid $12 an hour just to put it in a boat?
Maybe. Maybe. And there's a problem. Even Ford said it. Wagner said it. That, you know, Ford made the mistake of making too many cars that no one wanted.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's just an overflow. They're trying to give cars like at you know, the price that their staff would get them now, I've heard. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen commercials because they're just trying to get rid of them. There's just too many.
Now, the whole thing is, if you had the money to buy a car, which one would you buy? Would you buy a Ford or would you buy a Toyota?
Well, actually, I've heard that Toyota is really good. Has a good engine. So.
That Toyota saved your life.
Toyota's
trust me. I know. I've been in two accidents in Toyotas.
You
and
know?
I'm in one piece. So I know they're really good
they're
quality
supposed to
cars.
Have really, really good engines.
But
you know?
Know?
But Ford is the, you know, from Henry Ford and all that. It's American tradition. But is it still holding up like it should?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, someone made a comment. Icy Blue in the forum made a comment about how her like grandpa had a Thunderbird from the 70s that still runs. What happened? You know, I mean, and in the 80s ruined the car market for the American car market, in my opinion. That's where the American car market went, you know, we don't know how to do this.
DeLoreans.
Careful now. I have a soft spot for DeLoreans.
Yes, he does.
And actually, the show is founded by a guy who owns a DeLorean.
Oh, I didn't say anything was bad. Is this like, are they here?
Uh-huh. Back up on that one. Soft spot. You know what, though? And I will say that if I was given that choice, I would take probably a Ford. Because my stupid ideology would make me want to take a Ford. Although I know that Toyotas are better. If that makes no sense to you, it did make much sense to me either.
No, I already know. Go ahead.
I have a Chevy Prism, which is, I think, related to Ford, right?
Nope. Geo, which is a Korean car.
GM, right?
Right.
Yeah. No, yep. It's a GM.
Yes.
It's a GM.
Right.
And well, the thing is, I can understand because, you know, and historically, yes. Historically, you do want to buy an American car. And, you know, you do want to invest back into your economy and your country. But at the same time.
But you're doing that by buying a Toyota now.
Right, exactly.
Just not true. A Prius. Priuses are still not made here.
Yeah.
Where are they made? Prius? I can't remember.
Prius is still made over in Japan.
Oh, okay.
Corollas and Camrys and a couple others are made here.
No, I'm made here now.
Kentucky.
I hate to say it, but one of the best cars was an old Volkswagen from 68 or 69 my parents had. It lasted for 20 years, hardly any problems.
And, you know, it's funny because I just worked on Murphy's wife's Volkswagen this week.
Oh, did you?
What a weird fucking car. I'm like, this doesn't make sense, but it does. Both
German.
Murphy and I, both Murphy and I decided that this car would have been easier to repair if we both had been drinking hard.
What year's the car?
It's actually on like a 2003 Jetta. Well, it's the Jetta. I don't know what year it is.
It's just everything in it is just backwards as hell?
It's just different. Different from my sensibilities. Not as bad as my old car, my old Stratus, where you had to take off the passenger tire to get the battery out.
Ooh.
Go Chrysler.
Weird.
You know what's funny on my phone? Scrappy changed on my birthday. Mm-hmm. Scrappy changed Murphy's name in my phone to Assface. So every time I get a text, it's from Assface.
Nice.
And so every time I have to call his number, I always have to remember to go to A. I always have to remember to go to Assface instead of.
Too fucking lazy to change it.
So Assface.
Tundra's made in San Antonio. Thank you, Rev.
What is made in San Antonio?
The tundra.
Oh.
So thank you, Rev.
Assface wants to all the guys in the chat how they want to know how the cam audio is. That's what Murphy wants to know.
They were actually commenting that the cam audio is a little low, but they say just leave it where it is because they've adjusted to it.
Okay.
So just leave it where it is, Murph. It's good.
Okay.
All right. So that's, big three. We're going to have to do something.
We're going to have to bail them out.
We should make one big requirement. You know, the GMs and all saying, oh, only take a dollar. Bullshit. Bull fucking shit. Yeah. Okay? Fire their asses. Get some real people in there. If one dude can start up a car company, Tesla, and make electric cars, where the fuck, why the fuck can GM not, or not GM, but why in the hell can Chrysler not make a suitable hybrid?
Why not?
What is taking so fucking long for GM to launch the fucking Volt?
Because they don't want to put the money into, to investigate the project.
Well, if they don't want to put the money in, then do they deserve bailout, massive bailouts? You know, it needs to be deserved,
right?
Well,
I say bailout, but not a blank check bailout. I mean, if you're going to do a bailout for those companies, you got to have a really, limited, because they're desperate. So the thing is, it's like, no matter what you put in, they're going to have to take it. You know what I mean? If they want to save their fucking private airlines. Yes. Shit that they have.
Well, no, they're selling those.
Are they selling private jets now?
GM is selling some of their fleet.
Except for the one that the president has. Vice president, you lose your airplane. Oh, yeah, I get an airplane, fucker.
Yeah, really,
well,
huh?
He needs it so he can fly over to Saudi Arabia and do his business.
Fuck that. Commercial.
Get some Saudi hoas.
Whatever he does.
You look great in that burqa. I can see your eyeballs. Yeah. No.
Hey, we should call my friend from Jersey because she has strong opinions about this stuff.
Well, we'll see what else we have coming up on the show. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
We'll be back.
Spankwagon Radio is on the air. God help us all. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Spankwagon.net is proudly hosted by CanisHosting.com. For all of your metal needs, it is brutal.
My goodness, we're back. Spankwagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net.
I'll try to remember again how to use the. I think I kind of remember
how to use the mouse. That,
you don't know.
I use the Apple. I never use apples. I got it.
Yeah.
There we go. I remember
the Apple key.
The Apple key. No, it's a lot different than the PC when it comes to using the internet.
Not that much different.
Well, God damn it! Let
You're
me
just
fuck
stupid.
It. Well, fuck you,
dummy.
Same as an orange.
You're a dummy.
You're a dummy.
You're a fucking
You're a dummy.
Dummy. Fucker.
Retard.
Mm.
I'm telling my mom on you. Mom.
Yes.
All right. Spankwagon.net.
We're back.
Get in the chat room. Join it. We have a couple people dropped out. I don't know what's going on, but Radio X UK, he finally fell asleep on the Switch.
I know. He never leaves.
He never leaves. He must really be tired tonight.
Come back.
He must have ain't no titties.
Ain't no Murphy. Maybe he has a man crush on Murphy.
Maybe it's Murphy, huh?
Yeah. All right.
I thought he loved me. Radio, you don't love me, though.
All right. So, anyhow, we're...
They all want the crack.
I don't know why, but I guess everybody's starting to switch to the audio-only stream. I love having the multiple streams, at least. We can keep a good... keep people...
How many
engaged.
People actually have listening?
7 right now in the live, in the audio, and I don't know how to pull the numbers off of the video, so we'll deal with that later. Anyhow, where were we? We were talking about that. We were talking about this. Oh, hey, did you hear about this one? Barack Obama is not an American citizen.
Oh, shit.
Nope, not an American citizen.
Really?
So says about 15 nut jobs that filed this little form, whatever, to the Supreme Court.
Oh, my goodness.
Nut jobs is my humble opinion on them. They say that Barack Obama, and this is actually, I could see where they're going with this. So you get your crayons, kids, right on the walls with this one. Barack Obama's father is Kenyan. Kenya is, at that time, part of the British nation or British Empire.
Empire.
So when Barack Obama was born in Hawaii, supposedly, because it was 61, Hawaii was only a state in 59, something wonky happened with the paperwork there. Ha, ha, ha. This where it gets funny. So he was born in an area, a United States territory to a British parent. So therefore, his citizenship is a dual citizenship of American and British. Therefore, not truly American. Therefore, he shouldn't be president.
So that's what they figured out.
That's what they want. They took it to the Supreme Court. And of course, the Supreme Court says, yeah, we'll look at it. What? What?
Well, the thing is, okay, so who... What's the background behind these 18 people? What are they calling themselves?
You know what? I don't even know. I found it on Wonkit today, and because I saw them talking about it on Fox, of course. And I was kind of like, what's this about? And I looked at Wonkit, and You know what? I don't even give a shit what they're for. First off, 15 people have this gripe. 15.
Whoa.
1-5. Okay.
15.
Oof, man. We're going to start a revolution.
You know.
As many years as OJ will get in prison.
Oh, we'll get to that,
we'll
too.
We'll talk about that later.
That's good. That's funny
that
stuff.
That's a good one.
Later.
Well, it all ties in, 15 and judges. Anyhow. But, yeah, these people want to claim that Barack Obama's not an American citizen.
So they went to the Supreme Court of the land. They actually got that far to go to the
Supreme
Court.
Apparently they filed something in the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, okay, we'll take a look at it.
Okay, so they filed with
the
Supreme
Court. Yeah, you file.
So, and
did
the
they drive American cars or foreign cars on there?
they stood outside and prayed for 2 hours.
To who? Allah, Jesus, Mormon guy?
I have no clue. God, you know, the manufacturer of black ties in America.
David,
I don't know.
David Duke. But, yeah, that's funny you bring that up. They probably all did drive four cars. Listen to Snoop Dogg on the radio and shit. Snoop Doggy. Goddamn Obama.
Are they polygamists?
Well, great parties.
Goddamn.
All 15 of them.
So
same time.
Well, where's this at? I mean, where did they?
Well,
anyway.
Washington D.C.
In Washington D.C.
Well, yeah, I mean that's.
Well,
all.
I mean, where are they from themselves?
Here's the thing. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Okay. This is why I'm saying it this way.
Okay.
Fucking nut jobs.
Nutjobs.com.
Okay. First, yeah, nutjobs.com. Right. Right there. That's where. Because as far as I'm concerned, one, it got media coverage. Fail. Okay. We have far more important things to worry about than this. This is about as bad. And I'll even play the bipartisan card. This is about as bad as when they were saying, we should think about making a new rule in the Constitution so Arnold can become president. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
What?
Well, I know. That is terrible.
So, look, both sides of the card. Nut jobs everywhere. So, yeah. I'm sorry. No matter what you do, Barack Obama is going to be the next president.
And I'm sure the Supreme Court's sitting up there, right? They have their thousand, you know, the 1,000 cases they review or whatever. I think it's like 1,000 or something they review, you know, and they judge which ones they're going to do for that year. I'm sure that one case, they're going to be like, oh, my God. Dudes, guys, look at this.
Oh, let me see that one. Let me see that one.
Do you think with, like, if anybody...
That job.
Yeah. I mean, do you think if there was anything, any validity to that at all, that somebody would have caught it? And it would have been,
2 years ago, maybe, before they gave $750 million to his campaign.
He wouldn't even have been able to run. I mean, if anyone would have been vetted thoroughly, it would have been a half black, half white potential president.
Yeah, you know, and with a name like Hussein, and you know they're vetting. I mean,
yeah, they
right.
try to find anything. I mean, we actually had a guest on the show come on our show and say the only reason he won't vote for Obama is because his name is too close to Osama. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
That close-minded. No.
Yeah,
and then he said he was going to vote at all right afterwards. So you're close-minded. Yeah, you're stupid, but he's a guest on our show, so I can't talk about him.
Speaking, because we talk about ourselves, speaking of presidents, George Bush today finally said, hey, we're in a recession.
I know, he was just following.
Ooh,
Barack Obama has built.
Did he actually say it?
Yeah.
He actually fucking
said, the
said
word.
It.
He
actually
the word.
Said the words. Yes. He didn't go recession.
Look, we're talking about a man smart enough to own the Texas Rangers. He's a fucking genius. Took him 3 weeks to learn the word.
He's setting it up for Obama.
No, he's not. Obama's sitting there going, no shit, George. That's why I've got these people put together for my economic team.
Right, exactly.
Fuck.
So he finally said the word. It crawled out of his mouth and actually went through the microphone.
Yeah, totally. You know,
because I know all I heard was, there's no recession. They Condoleezza Rice. Recession? That's so silly.
She just turned Condoleezza Rice from a doctorate to a valley girl. Oh, my God.
That's what Bush did.
Like, whatever George wants.
That's what he did.
Whatever George wants.
Whatever
George
wants. Oh, my God. Nice, funny Blondie. All right, so where was I going with this?
Yeah, Blondie.
Say it again.
I like that, Blondie.
There you go.
Call me Blondie.
Blondie.
No relation to the singer.
That's all I can think of now. Every time you say Blondie now, I can think
Deborah
of
Harry.
Is Edith Carr is a shit.
Yeah, I'm not trying to take the name. What? Oh, Cars, right. We're talking about Cars.
There you go. Everything comes back together here tonight on Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.net. All right, so... Yeah, Barack Obama, he's an American citizen. Nice try. They were trying to say that, you know, the birth certificate is fake. No, it's real. Just give up, people, okay? If you're that scared, where were you when the country needed you? You know, focus some of that psycho nut energy into something positive for the country.
Exactly.
Right. Well, it's only 15 of them anyway. What can they do?
Yeah. Well, I know what we should do. We actually should go to their trailer park, unchalk the wheels, and push them in a fucking lake. Problem solved.
That's right.
Maybe we can actually push them in the ocean, float them out about 12 miles, international waters. Good luck. Somali pirates. Have at it.
Yeah. But there you go.
Old Milwaukee, baby. You got it's the old Milwaukee cans are leaving floating.
Well, that way we can know where they are. We could GPS the old Milwaukee cans and follow the trail around the world. Like those ducks that fell off the shipping container.
I'm glad to hear about that.
Oh, man. Like a 93, a shipping container full of rubber duckies. Oh, yeah. Rubber duckies. Fell off of a...
Now, we're not talking about Laughlin, the running of the ducks and shit. You heard about that, right?
What?
Like in Laughlin, I think in Laughlin, they have a competition where they actually go to the Colorado River and they have a bunch of rubber duckies and they actually have a contest to see whose rubber ducky gets
really?
The finish line.
Is it the bikers?
Oh, that's the one you buy the rubber ducks for $5 and it all goes to charity.
Yeah.
Oh.
So these have GPS tracking systems in there?
That's the new spy system.
I know. It's a
new American spy system.
new American spy system, the rubber duck.
Uh-oh.
We'll start RFIDing beer cans.
I wonder, speaking of which, I wonder how fun that is to really watch. I mean, would you actually do it? I guess you would do it just because there's so many people out there fucking pushing rubber ducks across the Colorado River. To me, I don't really see what the excitement is. You know, you see it, then it disappears from your vision, and...
I don't know.
I wish I had.
So you guys don't do white. So
maybe
you guys
because
don't
do they're rubber. It's interesting.
But no, what they did was with these rubber duckies is they fell off the boat. They floated around the world. They used the damn ducks to follow water currents. What a great way to use a disaster. You know what? Ruins our fucking ecology. Makes for great science.
It ruins the water currents. What?
The ecology. Come on, fish and you know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
There's shit that lives below the water. People like to catch it, and eat it.
Right, that's true.
If it's choking on a fucking rubber ducky.
Then I've got my nifty scrub brush to help me scrub my back. Then I've got a big fluffy towel to dry myself when I'm done. But there's one other thing that makes tubby time the very best time of the whole day. And do you know what that is? It's a very special friend of mine, my very favorite little pal. Oh, rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo, bo, bo-dee-o, rubber ducky, joy of joys. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend, it's true.
All right, enough of that. I was like, I hope I could stretch a rubber duck conversation out just long enough to find that clip. And I did.
And you did. Good job.
Thank you. Spankwagon.net. All right, so what else do we got here? We've been kind of teasing at the OJ thing and... Do you want to get into that?
No, you can't. I told you why.
We want to talk about school district. You want to talk about what do you want to talk? You want to talk about Guns N' Roses finally releasing the album Chinese Democracy after 17 years.
Whoa!
I don't know anything about Guns N' Roses, but let's do it because we got nothing else to talk about.
All right, let's go. So Guns N' Roses. Okay. Dr. Pepper said.
Welcome to Spankwagon.
Dr. Pepper said that if Guns N' Roses releases their album before the end of November, they were going to allow give a free Dr. Pepper to anybody who asked. Cool. All right. Fantastic. Brilliant marketing. Yeah. Well, guess what? They did. They finally released Chinese Democracy after 17 years of
so it was 17 years ago when they promised.
No. It was only 5, 10,
took
maybe.
Took them 17 years to make it.
Took Axl, you know, it took Axl Rose 17 years to get his head out of his ass to call it done.
Now, the thing is it good quality or is it crap?
Actually, it's really good.
It's from
really
China, good? So I don't know.
Wow.
But it's good.
Fucking xenophobe. Anyhow.
No. I like foreign countries.
Yay, foreign countries. We'll give them all of our aid. Let's get a
hotel in India. All right, go on.
Hey, be respectful.
I know. It's fucked up. It's still too soon. That's why I told you in the chat room that it's still too soon to talk about.
Yeah, you know, but when you name your hotel the Taj Mahal, your ego's already asking for it anyway. The Taj Mahal Hotel. Anyhow, so they released their album. Dr. Pepper puts up on the website, you know, click here, put in some information, get a fucking free coupon. Great. Fantastic. Crashes the website because, as you know, anytime you give away something for free, everyone wants it.
Yeah.
Because free is the greatest price to pay. So, crashes the website. Do people bitch at Dr. Pepper? No. They bitch to Axl, you know, fucking Rose.
Uh-oh.
I keep wanting to say Axl Foley. Can you tell where my head's at?
Axl Foley.
Beverly. Axl Rose, man.
Do you even know what Axl Foley is?
No.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, here we go again.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'll kill your mic and keep that shit up. Anyway, so they bitch to fucking Axl Rose, and now Axl Rose is like, wait, fuck you. What? Guys, you keep bitching to Axl Rose, he's going to go hide again.
Yeah, so, yeah, we need his and his like squirmy dancing and scarves again.
Squirmy, yeah.
We need his insanity.
It was, you know, sweet child of mine. You know. Sorry,
sing that one louder.
No.
Sing that one again.
Sweet child of mine. Where would we go now? Where do we go? Sorry, come on, help me out here.
Oh no,
help me out.
We ain't helping you out. You just sing the whole song, then we'd be good.
I can't remember the rest of the words right now.
That's about as much as I know too.
We'll just, you know, we
Paradise
can cue anything
City,
up.
Where the grass is green.
Let's see if we got. I got it
pretty.
Cued. There you go.
This is one of my favorite songs. All right, karaoke.
Are you gonna strip getting naked?
This
you don't
is
have
not
the pole,
the strip
yeah.
club.
I'm just trying to fit Murphy. I'm just
there
taking Murphy's place.
Good song.
Murphy would be really pissed at me if I didn't ask those questions.
Well, the video's not working right now, so it doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah, that'd be true.
Or is it?
You'll never know. All right, enough of that shit.
I was going to sing. Childhood memories. Thing once as fresh as the bright blue sky.
Fucking with people tonight.
I can't remember the words, but I know the melody. Yeah. And if I stayed too long, I'd probably break it down and cry.
Fun shit.
Oh, sweet child of mine.
I don't know, I confused her for Axl. she was doing, you know, we don't have the camera. She was totally doing the dance, that whole, you know, shimmy
yeah.
thing he does on stage.
I guess it's a lot of
what you also don't know is she's wearing white spandex biker shorts just like you did in the video.
Right.
There
you gotta
go.
Adjust them.
Oh.
Tight.
They were white.
Got a little brown in.
All right.
But I never, you know, the funny part is, like, as far as, like, 80 groups and 90, what was Guns N' Roses, 80s or 90s? I don't know.
80s. Well, they started early in the 80s. Aerosmith's 70s. Got to correct you on that.
Yeah.
Actually, 69 when they did their first album. But Guns N' Roses, 86 is when Appetite for Destruction came out. And they have been around since, like, 81.
And it's saying the thing with their group, like, Whitesnake and Poison and... And the White Snake,
Twisted Sister,
Poison, and Twisted Sister. A lot of songs like Rat. That. Like I don't know by group name, you know, except for Twisted Sister. I know because I saw the fucking video a million times when I was younger. but there's like certain,
White Snake.
But
more White karaoke. Snake.
But there's like certain songs like I don't know. It's like I hear them, and like Def Leppard is a big one where I was like I don't know, and like I don't know any Def Leppard songs.
The one-armed
someone
drummer.
Played something. Someone else plays something. Someone else plays something. Then
wait.
Know.
What has nine arms and sucks? Def Leppard. White Snake.
Oh, yeah.
White Snake. My God.
It's great stuff, though.
What would you name an 80s band?
Cyndi Lauper.
You would name an 80s band Cyndi Lauper?
Do I remember?
No, I said, what would you name an 80s? If you were the 80s, what would you name your band?
Glitter Gals.
Glitter Gals. Oh, God.
You know
I
what's
know.
Sad? You know
I know
sad
who they
about,
are.
You know what's sad about that? Is that she actually had an answer prepared for that fucking question.
No.
Like she's thinking about it all the time
no,
in the shower.
Everybody has one of those songs.
I just thought off the top of my head.
Glitter Gals.
Easy. They're strippers and Brady's rockers.
Damn. So that's what you want to be?
No.
That's
what
you
just
said.
See, though.
That's what you just said.
No, I don't want to be that. Anyway, what's your...
Oddly enough, I can't find any of their songs. That's really sad for them.
You just hear it next time. It's going to... What, Glitter Gals?
Is that a real group? Oh,
I
was about
made
to say.
It up.
Oh, I'm sitting there like, is this real?
What would you name? What would you name a band?
See, I was... Flipping,
you said, what would you name a band? I made it up.
That's why I said
this. At the top of my head.
That's why I said
good.
It. She's like already had it pre-planned. Like her answer, because her answer was so fast, right? It's like, Glitter Gals.
Because I'm
like,
good at that. I'm good at that.
I bet you are. So,
so
what would you name an 80s band?
Fuck if I know.
That's a weird name. I don't know about that.
Won't sell too many albums, I don't know. I really don't know. I never thought about that, actually. What if I had an 80s band, you know?
With the long hair.
But you got to remember, I mean, the 80s stuff that I still listen to is like all the goth shit.
Yes.
Ooh,
so
goth
like,
is good.
So I would like, you know, I would default immediately to like, you know, Sisters of Mercy or shit like that. Cure, you know, and well, Cure is sort of borderline.
I just thought of another weird 80s name.
All right, weird 80s name.
Spandex Snakes.
Spandex Snakes.
Well, there's it.
That's weird.
Between the Glitter Gals and Spandex Snakes, you might need to go take care of some business tonight down off of Deja Vu or the Olympic Garden upstairs.
Got a little freak in there.
Yeah, yeah. Let's hear your goth band name.
See, I can't think, you know.
Dark Druids.
Dark Druids.
Whatever.
Death metal.
Well, that's neo-goth, I guess.
I name my group. You don't know what the fuck I'm saying. That's death metal right there. I don't. Do you actually understand death metal?
Metal mongers.
Some.
You can actually fucking break through the code and shit. You understand what they're saying in there?
Maybe. Let's see if I got. There you go. Cannibal Corpse.
Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah. Cannibal Corpse. Or this could be Dim. Or this could be Take. No, we love them.
Dim is awesome.
Is it pain? Is it pain? Make a feel for the sufferer.
You guys can decipher that shit?
Some words.
Every other word? Like,
fast.
Like watching the Spanish channel? I heard hola. And he said hola.
But why is that adult dressed like a fucking 4-year-old? I never did understand that. Anyhow. God, we're just playing Name That Tune. Bajas. Reverend Hammer remembers Bajas. Yeah, thank you, Rev. Actually, you know what? Now you have
the Baja Men?
Bajas.
Bajas.
Not the Baja Men.
I got...
Who let the dogs out? Roof.
Was it Goldie Blondie? Is Blondie now? She wrote Sarah Palin and turkeys.
Yeah.
I saw the video. Palin's moose.
Well, you remember that video?
Yeah, the video. Did you see that video?
Turkeys behind her?
What?
No. Watch, tell
me. You don't know? Look it up on YouTube.
There's a video, sir. Go on.
No, you tell it.
I don't know.
Yeah, she's talking about something or other, and it's like all you see is this guy behind her like killing turkeys. And it's around Thanksgiving. I mean, it's
All right.
Changed me at all. I have the same values and convictions and positions and policies. So I'm just
there's a dude with a turkey killer.
And he turns around and looks at the camera with this look on his face like, what? Is this on camera? Like, what? He's even flabbergasted.
He's choking.
And he's sitting there. He's just kind of paying attention to the interview. She's got her Starbucks. There's a fucking turkey in his hand.
You don't even hear anything she's saying. All you're looking at is those turkeys behind her. It's like,
so many good Americans who
look,
are just,
I wasn't listening to her when she was in the national limelight.
Get out of the way in a
goodbye.
Yeah, but what kind of, I mean, yeah, that shows.
And then
know.
He goes back to killing the fucking turkeys.
He's killing the whole interview. He's
I mean, it's like, why put that on video?
You know what? First off, it's Alaska. They're like, it's just,
yeah.
It's every day, don't you know? It's just how it is.
Don't you know?
Minnesota. Yeah.
That's what we do there.
Yeah, that's
sorry,
funny.
I was Swedish.
That's funny. If it was me out there and I'm doing an interview, just cut up turkeys, right? I'll walk over, you know, before they kill the interview, be like, can I get that one to go?
can
you wrap that one up for me? Thanks.
Wait, hold on. Here's what the turkey had to say. Oh, my audio died. Where'd my audio go?
Where's your audio?
Here's what the turkey had to say. All right, thanks for the quote there, Mr. Turkey. See you next year. Get on my plate, bitch.
Turkey goblin.
Was that?
That was a fucking horse.
Was that?
Look, everybody who has a CNC in their childhood knows that was a fucking
turkey
horse.
You do a turkey sound, man.
I can't
you,
do it.
Okay, you've done a horse, and you did fucking Scooby-Doo. Woo! Turkey, yeah. I fucking win.
Yeah, you do that pretty good, man. Oh, you're from Iowa. I'm sorry.
Anything goes on right. spankwagon.net. Call Woo! In and give us your turkey sounds.
Oh, we haven't given away the number. I guess
not lately. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. 1-866-587-6257.
So
that was thoughtful.
Call
of me.
In.
So where are we going next?
I was hoping to a break.
It sounds like a great idea. Like,
I actually think.
Idea, yeah.
I'll make sure my.
We'll come back strong.
We need to go.
Don't
gobble.
Give them hope.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio. God, I really hope this paycheck clears.
There's nothing else to do. Oh, it's in color. Your hair is brown. Your eyes are hazel. And soft as clouds. I often kiss you when there's no one else around. I've got your picture. I've got your picture. I'd like a million of your aura myself. Inside as well. You got me turning up and turning down. I'm turning in, I'm turning right. I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. I want a doctor to take a picture so I can look at you from inside as well. You got me turning up and turning down. I'm turning in, I'm turning right. I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. No sex, no drugs, no wine, no women, no fun, no sin, no you, no wonder it's dark. Everyone around me is a total stranger. Everyone avoids me like a cyclone ranger. Everyone. That's why I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so.
You know what you listen to? You listen to Spank Wagon Radio, baby. Hosted by Canis Hosting. Now, it starts off $1.99 a month. Even my poor black ass can afford $1.99, nigga. So sign up today, bitches. Sign up today, bitches. Cheap motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest internet radio show ever just happens to be Spank Wagon Radio.
Just happens.
Just happens to be. You should know this. Everybody That's should right. know this. As a matter of fact, I got to talk about the site for a little bit, and I got a call to take here, so hold on the line there, caller. Spankwagon.net, been doing more work to the site. I tell you what, folks, we're finally kind of building content into the site, which is always good, so you need to check it out. But more importantly, we have the emails. I'd love to get some email from people. I know that we have, like, the forums and the chat.
Email would be nice.
Email would be great.
Email would be wonderful.
You know, it was wonderful. It was wonderful getting the email for the trivia that destroyed Murphy and Derek last week.
It was embarrassing.
It was so embarrassing.
It was very, very embarrassing. And I'm still apologizing this week
but
for
you know
that
what?
Embarrassment.
People enjoyed it. And I want to hear more from you in email, so... actually, we have a new email address. We're now swr@spankwagon.net. We're actually kind of trying to do a little bit of our own badge engineering, our little branding. Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power now is MMRAP at spankwagon.net. Or, you know, you can just email him at Murphy and all that shit. But I even gave you a new email.
Yes.
You're now not just are you... Decaf at spankwagon.net.
I'm just Big Daddy.
You're Big Daddy. And I got one more coming your way, too.
Oh, you got one more?
Smooth. All three of your catch lines. All right.
Big Daddy.
Yep. Say that again. I think he was excited over that
Big
one.
Big Daddy.
Yes, I like that. Say it again. Say it again.
Wait. Maybe the caller can say it. Caller, say Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
What's up, Cracker?
What's up, man? How's my favorite large black man doing?
I'm missing you, man.
Dude, I got suckered into this stuff tonight, you know?
You didn't get to plunge my ass tonight, and I'm really pissed off about that shit.
You know, I'm a little pissed off about it, too. Because you keep threatening to squeeze up your ass cheeks and cut my dick off, and you never quite do it.
And I am so thankful you're not here.
We came close a couple of times, my friend.
What's going on there in the studio that I'm missing?
Another successful decaf
fun.
Booking.
Lots of fun.
Lots and lots of fun.
Yes, my 5 minutes before the show bookings that go.
Well, who do you have?
I have Blondie.
Blondie?
I thought it was Goldie.
Well, it's Goldie. You said Blondie.
Oh,
later.
Blondie.
Goldie.
Golden Blonde.
You know, white.
Golden Showers? What is
Whoa!
It?
Whoa!
Golden Blondie.
You know, they're all white. They're all white chicks to me, so I just call white chick. Snow Buddy. Come over to the show.
Is this
girl.
The Blondie that I have identified on your MySpace page?
Did you identify him on my?
I don't know.
I do believe I have.
No.
Unfortunately, I'm not a part of her group, so I can't see her picture.
Probably not.
Son of a bitch! How's it going, Spanksters?
Not bad. So you're working tonight?
Yeah, I am busting ass tonight. I tell
you. Are you laying pipe or pulling cable?
A little bit of both, actually.
Fantastic.
Not to bore everyone, but we're putting in a whole bunch of new network gear, and it's requiring quite a bit of time. Needless to say, yours truly will be spending all of his time.
That ain't me for
the
once.
Sun.
Aw. That ain't me for once. I gotta say, that shit ain't me.
That sounds like some boring fucking shit.
So, speaking of the website, hey, Trencher.
Uh-oh, yes.
Bring up the forums, if you would, please.
All right.
And in the web images section, Toe posted something the other day that just made my heart melt, and like I said, they should have sent a poet. It was.
Are you talking about the turducken?
The bacon wrapped turducken.
Yes.
Which was incredible. I had to top that, though. You'll see there's a subject there called More Bacon. Nom, nom, nom.
Uh huh.
Click on that, and go ahead and click on that link with the photos in it. That is quite possibly how I'm going to die.
Oh, my God. You know what? And I recommend it right now. If you're online listening to the show, go to spankwagon.net. Go to the forum link. That is a fantastic
way to go. Link?
It's going to be under the web pics. Someone took a bunch of strips of bacon, weaved them together in a square, covered them in cheese, and fried them.
Oh.
That
it is just beautiful.
And literally, it's cheese-filled bacon. It looks like the most beautiful... beautiful thing in the world. Oh my God.
Yeah, that is well designed.
Like
you know, between
Toe
and I, we could probably create an entire bacon subforum.
You know, you could create like a, you know what? There will be a bacon subforum on after tonight.
Damn,
just for you and Toe. Actually, no. What I'm going to do.
Look at all the grease around the fucking stove.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Wow.
Here's one of the things that are going to change. I am looking for guest bloggers because now on the site, I'm trying to bring blogging back into Spankwagon. I got rid of it for a while. realize that having nothing but posts of, hey, it's a show, hey, it's a show, hey, it's a show on the main page.
Hey, Trench.
What?
Hey, it's a show.
Yeah. It sucks. You know, we need a little more content. Spankwagon back in the day was too much content, not enough show. Then
yeah,
we went to
too much random news stories there before.
Exactly. So now we're bringing in blogging, and I'm going to set up a guest blogger. I would love to have some people become a guest blogger and maybe blog about shit like bacon, covered bacon.
Maybe,
that'd be cool.
Maybe I should do Decast Blog.
Oh, you're already is in there. You just got to start writing for it.
Yeah. I'm working on a video blog as well. I did a couple of those back in the day, so we're gonna work on a couple more things.
That's cool. So, yeah, definitely bringing more content back to spankwagon.net because I've been running WordPress for, what, almost 4 months now?
Yeah, and we haven't done any WordPress type.
I have not done a single blog-like thing with a blog-like software. How stupid is that?
But you did tweak the podcast feed the other day.
I did. And did it finally work on the iTunes side?
I have not. You know what? Let me look.
Okay. What we've done, we've cleaned up the podcast to the sense now.
Yes. But I don't know about on the iTunes side, but if you do the exact thing, it does roll. Sorry.
Cool. Now, if you go to spankwagon.net, we now have the two links up in the header. You can subscribe to the regular feed, which gives you everything. Or if you just want to get the podcasts, click on that podcast link. Now, what we're doing is we're shuffling both the LV Rock Stored stuff, the Spankwagon Radio, and the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I get an erection every time I fucking say it.
All through one feed now. So we've cleaned it up. You can now start getting more and more shows because as you know, Mr. Murphier said on the phone, or what was
it, email? Mr. Murphier?
Yeah. Murfer. Mr. Murfer.
The Murfer.
He was kind of amazed that I'm kind of doing that. We're actually separating, but making Spankwagon kind of that overhead.
Spankwagon seems to be the banner parent company, and then...
If you want to use that word.
So Spankwagon, Fortune 500 company, or no company's Fortune 500 right now?
That's no. We are going to be the first of the Miss Fortune 500.
You know what we should do? If we're going to do that, we have to name the company Wang so we can walk around and telling people that there's huge growth potential in our Wang.
Dude, that's already been done.
I know, but still.
Dude, you can't. It's a computer company. Everybody had a Wang on their desk. It was a happy time back in the 70s. But actually, it kind of reminds me of back in the day, one of the earlier versions of Spankwagon, where we used to have What I Wish I Didn't Know show, which was Kilroy, and then also the Just Shut the Fuck Up, which was Reverend Hammer show. So we're kind of going back into that area. Very happily.
Changing gears here, we do so rapidly. I wanted to say something. Rev, I know I was supposed to give you all of those presents from Derek. I kept one of them.
Oh, no, he knows. He even told me in an email that he said, if the Warcraft thing is involved, just give it to Murph.
Now, I do have a suitable replacement, though, but it's going to take me a little bit to...
You ain't wrapping me up, motherfucker.
No. Actually,
we can't afford that fucking postage.
Wrap up some bacon.
Hey!
Bacon filled with cheese. That's a good shit right there, boy.
No, actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send Rev an autographed 8x10 of yours truly. I think that would be a wonderful prize for him.
What a fucking loser prize. I mean, it's fantastic.
Oh, I have the perfect picture, too. It's that of your face. Well, it's your other face.
No. I want to take one of those standard radio promotional pictures, the cheesy headshot. That would be awesome.
As long as you keep your clothes on this time, that'd be great.
You have to put love, Murph.
Love, Murph.
All right, guys. Look, I got to get back to work. So enjoy the rest of the show, and I'll leave the cam up, and then sometime tonight I'll shut it down.
Cool. Sounds good.
Now, how all of a sudden are you at work and I'm off? Obama's president-elect.
Thanks, Murph.
Come on. When was the last time you actually worked, Decaf?
I work sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. Sudoku.
On what? Your pickup line?
Sudoku.
Your bacon-wrapped turducken?
It's not Sudoku. It's Tetris, motherfucker.
Oh, hey. Hey, Trench.
Yeah, yeah. He got me for once.
Hello?
He fucking got me for once.
You always cut him off.
I always cut him off. Fantastic. Speaking of things Reverend pointed out, the clown car known as the vagina for this lady, 18 babies.
Whoa.
18! The show that was 17 kids and counting that airs on TLC, well, they just invited in number 18. Okay, look, bitch, your uterus is going to fall the fuck out, okay?
How old is she?
Oh, my God.
18 kids. The bitch
18
had 18
fucking kids.
It's not the 19th century.
Well, my dad had many, but I mean, he's a sperm donor, and then all the women have to do the work. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? It doesn't say how old she is, But you got to wonder, though, what is the guy? What does the husband do for a living?
If she's Mexican, she's probably 20.
No, I think
he impregnates her.
You know what? It's a religious thing because it's like all the girls have the super long hair and the skirts, so it's a religious group.
Oh, so they just pack it in, pump them out.
We won't say which one.
Wait, I understand. She had the 18th kid, so more people could go to the Supreme Court to bitch about Barack Obama.
Yeah,
fucking brilliant.
That's
fucking
it.
Brilliant.
There you go.
So they popped in, pop them out, pop them one, pop them. God, that was like a.
I think she had some of her kids have the kids for her.
You know, well, she. You know, think about it, though. 18 children. First off, how does the husband have sex with her now? I'm going in! This is the greatest moment!
Bloop.
That's what that movie, what the movie The Cave is about, right?
It's a vagina, not a fucking clown car.
Goddamn, it's another one in this motherfucker!
And you gotta wonder. I mean, does she even? She just goes to the doc. She's, hey, I'm here. I know it's my weekly. All right, Junior.
He's more like fire it all. Boom.
Look. Just because you're born with all the eggs you'll ever produce in your life doesn't mean you have to use them all.
Right. I mean, do men use all the sperm they have? Wait. Yeah. Wait. They do.
Well, let's do the math. If it's 9 months times, what's 9 times 18?
Oh boy, here we go.
Basic math.
He's doing it
algebra?
On pen and paper.
That's right.
9 times 18 equals X. X stands for the value of amount of children she has had in her lifetime.
632 months pregnant.
600. Oh, Jesus. Now take that 632 and divide it by 60.
No, that can't be 632.
All right, let me
let's
do this.
You know what? Just use the calculator on the computer. That's the easiest.
Because I can.
That's what the computer's for.
Well, I know. I'm bringing it up, but our computer's so.
That's what
oh,
I
no,
do.
No, 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 no. I
that's
see
what
I did. It's 162. It's 162 months pregnant.
Okay, 18
times 9 is 162.
Times 9 is 162.
Yeah, 162 times.
Mm-hmm. Divide that shit by 12. Pregnant. She's been pregnant for 13 and a half fucking years.
Oh boy.
No. There's a plus side to this. There's an absolute plus side to this.
Plus side or plus size?
Well, there's placebos and placentas, but there's also a plus side. That's 13 and a half years of her husband not having to put up with PMS.
That is true. Aww.
Fucking awesome!
He's like, hey, the bitch has to have a period in about 15 years, dog.
Dude, 13 years of pregnant. She's never had a fucking bad day, a fucking PMS cramp.
Yeah, well, she doesn't have to deal with it either. That's
but the minute,
hard.
The first time she gets her period in 13 years, she's going to freak the fuck out.
But you know it's not a one time and they stop, you know. So every baby probably got a little sperm,
sperm horns.
Yeah, on the top of the forehead, you know.
Oh, really?
Because 13 years, shit, you got to do some fucking in between that time, right? Every time she's pregnant, you stop. You have sex once a year.
Do
and
they
shit.
Ever do it just for fun, or is it just? For
Dude, it's a factory. It's a fucking assembly line. You know, that's what it is.
Her
it's the industrial mentality.
Now, does she actually have a husband that does it, or is just
yeah,
some
no,
guy?
No, she's married.
Okay, so the guy comes with a condom. She's probably gonna like murder him on the
no
spot.
Shit.
You cannot bring a condom in our family. Daddy, you're killing our brother.
You gotta wonder, if the guy masturbates, does he cry, I'm destroying millions of lives? I could have had all these children. Seriously though, I mean,
I don't know what to say, I'm sorry.
She runs, you hear the distinct clapping
yeah,
sound.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what to say.
Excuse me.
God.
Masturbation.
Can you imagine? No, there's that pickup line. Hey, baby, I want to have 23 kids with you.
And I want to do it now.
Let's start tomorrow.
So she's one of those chicks with the long hair, no makeup, like her hair has been combed since
exactly.
Birth.
Yeah.
Okay, one of those chicks.
Reverend Hammer, hot dog down a hallway.
And just to avoid any legal things, we won't say what we think they are.
Right? Don't say it. Fuck them.
Oh, okay.
Go for it. You know?
I don't think we need to. We probably
no,
don't
we
guess.
Need to.
I don't know what religion this would be.
I don't know what it is either.
I don't know. You don't know?
Well, you said. You
Ladies and gentlemen of the chat room, we have a mission for you. Look up the religion that these people are.
Is it just one woman or is it many?
One. It is one woman.
Well, okay. It could be any fundamentalist religion.
This is one woman who can't sit on a bar stool.
Ordinary woman.
Aww.
She can sit around a bar stool.
Ordinary woman.
But never on a bar stool.
She gets stuck in that motherfucker. Whoop. God. Damn it. The vaginal tears of this motherfucker.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh, well, my God. Oh, hey, wait.
Where's the story?
I feel a segment change coming on.
Yes. Damn, it's good to be back. Yeah, you better back. You better turn your volume down your headphones. Cracker ass white girl. Yes, I love white women. I do. It's a little secret I have. It's an addiction. My mama called it addiction. I just call it good fucking times. But anyway, this is Big Daddy Decaf. Goddamn, I haven't been on the show in a month. Every time white man try to keep me down, y'all got about 42 more days, motherfucker. I'm gonna be here every week. It's gonna be Decaf and the Spank Wagon cast. That's what's gonna be, motherfucker. Now I know you guys been watching the news and you see poor OJ. Now, last time I talked about OJ, I dogged the man. I beat him down a little bit. You know, but this time I'm going to defend OJ. Yes, I'm going to defend OJ because I feel that this 15-year sentence, 9 years that he had to serve, is bullshit because he never did a prior crime. And they are treating this motherfucker like he did a prior crime. Nobody, I see some cracker lawyers on TV, and no one, and they always say that people get convicted maybe 6 out of 12 or 5 out of 12. Not 12 for 12. That's fucking a perfect set. And then I guess they're going to try to make it where he can stretch it out longer, you know, his sentence. And I just feel, you know, how a lot of people feel, I'm not going to say that, yes, it's prejudged. I don't give a fuck who said it wasn't. You know, it wasn't because of his prior case that matters. Of course it matters. You can't forget that shit. I don't care what jury you said. But I also feel bad for the brother who got caught up. What's that motherfucker's name? The one that got the Stewart. Now, Stewart, let me tell you something, my brother. If O.J. Simpson call your ass up, you don't answer the motherfucking phone. You just let OJ do what OJ got to do. Now, your ass is going to be doing as much time as him because you fucked. And I know you're going to try to separate it. I know you're going to try to, you know, get your own case, to get your own lawyer, get it thrown out. But I tell you what, man, you made that bad decision going with OJ in the first place. Going to the Palace Station to get some memorabilia, they ain't worth no shit. Kidnapping and the people that had the guns get a lesser jail sentence than the motherfuckers who did it. So, do I think it was a fair decision? No. Do I think OJ need to be in jail for being a dumb motherfucker? Yes. Did that motherfucker Stewart need to be in the jail for being OJ's motherfucking friend? Yes. And that's the darker perspective.
OJ Simpson stood shackled and stone-faced as a Las Vegas judge sentenced him for a hotel armed robbery.
The first-degree kidnapping with use of a deadly weapon, a fixed term of 15 years, parole eligibility beginning after 5 years.
The 61-year-old Football Hall of Famer was sentenced Friday to at least 15 years. Simpson's co-defendant and former golfing buddy, Clarence C.J. Stewart, was also sentenced to at least 15 years. The judge called Simpson arrogant and ignorant. She also said the evidence against him in this case was overwhelming and stressed it was not in retribution for his 1995 double murder acquittal.
I'm not here to try and cause any retribution or any payback for anything else. I want that to be perfectly clear to everyone.
Before the sentencing, an emotional Simpson made a rambling 5-minute plea for leniency.
You know, I wasn't there to hurt anybody. I just wanted my personal things, and I realized now I was stupid of me. I am sorry. I didn't mean to steal anything from anybody, and I didn't know I was doing anything illegal. I thought I was confronting friends and retrieving my property.
But the judge rejected the apology, saying it wasn't much more than stupidity. She said that someone could have been hurt or even killed during the confrontation. Simpson's sisters and adult daughter sat in the front row of the courtroom. Fred Goldman and his daughter Kim, the father and sister of murder victim Ron Goldman, were also there.
Bittersweet moment, knowing that SOB is going to be in jail for a very long time where he belongs. It was satisfying seeing him in shackles like he belongs.
Simpson was immediately led away to prison after the sentencing. The judge refused to permit him to go free on bail while he appeals. Diane Kepley, The Associated Press.
Wow, man, that Decaf came really angry today, man.
Well, I don't blame him. His favorite brother's in jail.
And the thing is, who was the last one to talk? Was that Ron Goldman's dad?
Yeah, that was the dad. I'm sorry, dude.
I know. It's like, how many years has it been? And the thing is, it's like, how can I put it? I'm trying to think of an analogy for it.
Here's, okay, go ahead.
You're rooting for a team or something. You know, you're rooting for a team to win. Your team loses, but they get happy to get beat by some other team. And now you're all happy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So he's happy that he's in jail, but it has nothing to do with his case. So how is that satisfying to you now? You know what I mean?
You know, and that's the thing. It's oh, he's in jail for 15 years for robbery. And, you know, I love the fact that OJ.
I didn't know you
brought a gun.
I didn't.
Immediately, you lose because you brought a gun.
I didn't know going to the Palace Station mobbing with my boys with guns, going into a hotel where there's video cameras and pulling guns on motherfuckers and locking them in rooms.
And my own buddy with a tape recorder.
It's not a crime.
You know, how do you not know taking a gun with you?
You know, yeah. You know what it is? It's like OJ Gate, right?
How do you, OJ Gate? Like, it's a conspiracy against fucking OJ?
No. Well, yeah, I did.
Are you talking about his cult of people who actually rolled with
them? No, it's this whole Well,
explain your point.
No, go for it.
No, I'm
interested.
Not a conspiracy against him. I mean, he's like, you know, with a tape recorder, you know, like, and all this and that. He's acting like it's no big thing, but he's like, you know, brought a gun, like you said, and
going to be fucking gunshed, you know? I mean, seriously, though, no, you know, if it's your stuff, you call the damn cops. You knew where they were. Have the cops go with you.
Hey,
would that have been so wrong?
He really needed his banana hammock back. He needed his jock strap from the Buffalo Bills days.
Well, they took his stuff, though.
They took the chair that I jumped over for that Avis commercial. You remember that spacesuit I wore in that really bad movie?
they took my script from the Naked Gun.
Yeah, they took my autographed Leslie Nielsen photo.
Yeah, he really liked him. He had a thing for him, maybe.
Yeah.
So how do you feel? Was it a Goldie or Blondie? I'll go
both.
Goldie.
Goldie.
Goldie, Blondie. How do you feel about OJ's conviction? Do you think it's fair or do you think he was prejudged? Now be honest.
I think it's inevitable that since everything he does is in the public eye that he was prejudged. There's no jury that doesn't know what happened before.
Now, let me ask this question.
Okay,
let's put some brackets around this.
Okay.
O.J. Simpson is getting all of this attention, all this media whoring attention for robbing memorabilia collectors, okay? Easy for me to say. Plaxico Burress shoots himself in the leg. Doesn't get quite as much coverage, but the gun discharged in him in a club in New York City, where guns are just not allowed in New York City, I guess. Let's also look at
no guns in New York City?
Well, apparently, you know.
Are there guns not allowed anywhere, pretty much?
Apparently, that's what they all make it sound like. It's really stupid. Who else is there? Oh, yeah. Pac-Man Jones, a member of his crew who had a gun. Parallel, member of Simpson's crew, had the gun.
Yeah.
Kills. Or no, not kills.
No, kills. Paralyzes.
Paralyzes a bouncer here in Las Vegas, parallel to Las Vegas. Does not get anywhere near the media coverage that OJ does.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? I mean, okay, I know that what happened in the 90s happened in the 90s. I knew it right away, my opinion, that the networks were just, oh my God, OJ did something stupid again. My God, we get ratings. But no. Why are we looking at OJ like that? What point did we ever elevate OJ Simpson to the level of Father Time and Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny that if he takes a crap on the toilet sideways, we're in awe?
Well, the thing is because they brought so much. They know how good the ratings were during the OJ trial. And the thing is with the news networks, they always try to claw into any kind of thing. You know what I mean? To make a story. And it was a dead time period too when the OJ trial happened. You know, in 07, it was really nothing going on because elections really dominated this year. And the thing is because if you say that you're not prejudging him, then you won't be bringing him up. Every time you bring him up on the news, it's always about the past case.
Right.
That's all they ever talk about. Is he going to get convicted because of the past case? It's going to be fair just because of the past case. So if the first case never happened, I guarantee you OJ would probably end up, you know, for something like that, he probably would end up like some of the other sports stars. If he's never had that, he had a good reputation, you know what I mean? He never had that, the murder case against him. I guarantee you, he'd probably get, what, a year or, you know, or something like that, and some slap on the wrist like other celebrities, now, other celebrities normally get.
Now, you got to admit, the judge, Judge Jackie Glass, the one who looked over this, if you actually listen to her, she was a bitch the entire trial. Now, I think this is a good thing. Ito wasn't in control of his own that courtroom when they did this back in the 90s. It wasn't his courtroom. He just, you know, he had a bunch of clocks there. He moved in great, but he wasn't living there.
He was just a puppet of it all, yeah.
Right, exactly. And Bonaventure was the first judge with this case, and he got taken out. I don't know if he took himself out or what. Now, we all know Bonaventure from the Binion trial and the fucking mess that the Binion trial was.
Yep.
And look it up on fucking Wikipedia, people. Right. You know, and it wasn't that great. You know, there was a lot of question about what Bonaventure was doing.
Yep.
So I think she had a very hard job, and she did it as best as she could. As for the sentencing, it does seem a little strict considering no one got hurt.
Yep.
And
it's his first offense.
Yeah, it is his first offense.
But of course, a lot of people, consider him.
Well, that's what I'm trying to. That's my point. It's a first offense. No one on the first offense is going to get that for no one getting hurt. You know what I mean? And the people who had the guns already plead out. So, I mean, they're slapping them with 12 of 12. You know what I mean?
Wait, 12 of 12. Decaf. So you think it's too long a sentence, 15 years?
I think because compared to how people normally get sentenced and from the facts of other lawyers saying that they never go to court and have a person get convicted of all 12 counts, you know, when someone get a lot of counts, you know, to them.
Well, if it makes any feeling better, 54 days have been served.
In jail or what?
Yeah, in jail.
Yeah, 54 days.
He's had 54 days served.
Or in court, not counts.
And
or
so,
being on TV court.
And he's being punished like a person that's not a first offense, because first offenses, you do get some kind of leniency, and he's like had no leniency at all.
No, none whatsoever.
Yeah, but if he did do something wrong, he should get some consequences.
I will agree with that entirely. If you've done the crime, you know, you have to pay, and you have to serve the time and do all that, but...
And I'm giving them nearly a life sentence for, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like a life sentence. People who raped and murdered don't even get 50 years.
Yeah,
you know? They plea bargain for 7. You know what I mean? Yep. And go up for parole in 10 or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Spankwagon Radio is on the air. God help us all.
Hey everybody, Trencher from Spankwagon Radio. Just wanted to let you know about our official host, CanisHosting.com. Why, starting off at just $1.99 a month, you can get free support, site builder, and transfer assistance. And even for $1.99 a month, you get 1 gig of space and 5 gig of bandwidth. Go to CanisHosting.com right now, check out their budget, professional, and premium packages. Again, that's CanisHosting, CanisHosting.com.
Thank you. I see you shiver with anticipation.
The plans all in my brain. Plenty things just don't seem the same.
Back. I love sudden stops like that. Just
that's good stuff.
Thud. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, the greatest internet radio show ever. And we only got a few minutes left to kind of wrap up the show. But you wanted to talk about that school district.
Yeah, I did want to bring.
We're gonna go back to the depressing news because we want to end on a downer.
All right, so let's go something lighter.
Suicide. Kill yourself.
Or phone, suicide. Cell phone.
On Justin TV, like a douche.
Kill yourself.
Like a douche.
Justin TV's be done. Do YouTube.
Do YouTube.
Now, we'll talk about so.
You'd have 100 million downloads and you'd be happy if you were alive.
So, what do you want to talk about? We're not going to end up depressing
well,
stuff.
I don't know. Let's ask our guest.
I don't know. So, well, okay. If I'm thinking positive. Get a new phone, like, should I get the BlackBerry Storm or the new Voyager?
How long have you had this one?
Wait, you have an LG Envy, and it's relatively new.
I know, it's cool, but it's like I just got to have that visual voicemail. So when I get tons of voicemails, I can just press on the voicemail I need.
You know, I've been playing. I have a coworker who got the Storm, and it's a nice, nice phone. It feels heavy. It you know, has some girth to it. It took me a few minutes of just playing around with it to get used to the clicking screen.
Yeah.
Because I've played with, like, Murphy's iPhone, or I also, back in the day.
I'm glad you said Murphy's iPhone. Yeah. Thank you on that one.
I've played with Murphy's iPhone. Baby. And, you know, I've used the iPhone, and I've used, you know, I've used to have my own, you know, PDA phone, yeah. And they were great, but that's really nice to have that feedback of a button click.
Right.
As opposed to like a clacking sound that comes out of the speaker.
Yeah, yeah. I like the fit.
I mean,
like
it's
the
not
keyboard.
That bad.
I like and I like the Envy too, don't get me wrong.
You
it's just
can't
that.
Really be, you can't really be here to click on a regular
no,
keyboard.
But you got you here, let me see your phone. The thing is with your phone you have a full QWERTY keyboard, which is important to me.
Yeah.
But you get that button feedback. Yeah. You don't get that on an iPhone. You're just
oh, you talk about the iPhone. Yeah, I know.
You don't
I know.
Get that.
You don't get it, and it feels like
it's just too weird.
But,
I'm sorry.
But like with the Envy 2, you know, I showed you the one problem with it and one of these phones is sometimes you can accidentally dial 911 and shit like that.
Ooh. But see, if your phone's not locked, then I always leave mine locked.
Yeah. Mine locks automatically after 7 seconds.
Yeah. It's good stuff on that one.
What you gonna do?
But why do you want to get a new phone anyway?
I want the visual voicemail. But I like my phone
voicemail.
Now.
But who's leaving you visual voicemail?
It's voicemail like you can maybe see it visually. You can just click on it like the person. Oh, this person left a voicemail. Look, instead of going through all the 10 minutes of voicemails.
But that's what caller ID is for.
This is a visual
No, voicemail. When you want to hear the voicemail.
Okay, I guess.
You know what visual voicemail is?
I know what visual voicemail is, I think, but to me it sounds more like just look at the fucking caller ID.
No, you still listen to it, but you just click on the button that says, oh, this voicemail's from such and such. So you click
but
on
you
it.
But you won't recognize by the name?
Yeah, but when you listen to the audio of the voice, some people leave me like 5-10 minute messages.
You know, that's funny because I'm sitting here and I'm looking at my phone and I'm like, you know, I have this you know, last call. And I'm like, oh, that studio engineer who called me yesterday. Oh, voicemail's following right behind that. Studio engineer.
But I mean, what if you have to get to another voicemail and when one person left like a 5-minute voicemail, you have to go through it. Well, you can skip through it, but anyway.
But usually I don't usually go through the voicemail, except for lately I've been doing it because people's been bitching at me about how every time they call me, I always get their voice. They always get my voicemail box is full.
You never fucking empty it.
But the thing is I see missed calls, so I just call right back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I'm not... Yeah. I don't see why the visual thing would be really a big payoff.
For me, a phone, I mean, I like the idea.
A phone's a phone.
A phone's a phone, yes. But I like having a keypad that I can type letters on. I've been looking at the Nokia the N91. I saw that today. A coworker also had that. A lot of my coworkers are phone nerds. You know, so they have all the brand new phones just as they're coming out. I mean, these things aren't even out of the box cold from the factory, okay?
I'm a phone nerd. Closet phone nerd.
Closet phone nerd.
Closet phone nerd. Rev points out you don't have to listen to them sequentially. You're right.
Yes, that's true.
You know.
But see, it's just my my nature to listen to the whole message.
You listen to the whole message?
Yeah. But not to doubt anyone who might be listening, any of my friends who might be listening that leave long messages, nothing against you.
I'm the person that I get the first three words.
It's just my OCD. I have to listen to the whole message.
Do you really listen to the whole fucking message?
See, that's why please don't leave me the long 10-minute messages.
Wow, yeah. You know, I mean, honestly, I'm the type, hey, I'm just calling, blah, 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 gotta go, bye.
That's how yours was. You know, I love your messages. Your messages were so quick on my voicemail that I had the button on the delete and it finished before I could delete it. That's what I'm talking about. Like my dad, my brother would drag on, message deleted.
Yeah.
Next message.
Oh, wait.
My next pet peeve about voicemail, okay? Your voicemail automatically tells us to leave a message after the beep.
Yes.
Don't add to that. Don't. I know who I'm calling, or just say your name. You heard what it told you to. Dude, you know, just don't. You don't have to add, hey, this is Trencher.
Yeah.
I'm not on my phone right now, or I'm so busy doing something else. Go ahead and leave a message after the tone. No, you know, and then the automated voice. Please leave your name and message after the tone.
I hate that super long message. That's like, oh, if you call this and you dial this number. If you have any more options, press this. And exactly. It's by the time you get to it, it's like. Yeah.
Reverend in the chat room says, I want to get the G1 just to stop the tide of iPhones at work. And I'm getting sick of Windows Media 6 or Windows Mobile 6. I agree. I don't think the G phone is it. You want to play with a different phone? Get a Nokia. Get the Nokia that just came out recently. It's an unlocked GSM phone. And it's running Symbian, which is a Linux OS. Get a fucking BlackBerry. I'm seriously considering a BlackBerry.
Yeah, not a BlackBerry, dude.
Our buddy Omidon Ken just got a new iPhone. Murph, iPhone. You know,
I know.
Everybody I know either has an iPhone or a Windows Mobile. Fuck it, I'm gonna try BlackBerry.
Yeah, I've seen that a lot of work too. Everyone's got iPhones. They're like, you just jealous because you got one. As they shake it, making noise. My phone's making noise.
That, you know what? And that's what I was doing. I was over last week at Ken's house, and I'm like looking at this app he has on there from the App Store called Lightsaber. I click it.
Yeah.
And it, that sounds cool, though.
But then I hit a button, and it had its own theme music.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, that's the new one. The original one, you just move it around and zoom, zoom. And then the new one, you have music to go with your zoom, zoom,
and
zoom,
then
zoom.
And then you can put a candle. There's like a little fire on the iPhone. Yeah. Like, so I was at a birthday party. They used that as the candle. So.
Oh, that's just said. Reverend
hey,
says,
well, you know, we didn't have candle at the time, so, you know. Anyway, no, not to down the iPhone. That's a real cool phone, too.
Look, I'm an Apple guy. I'm a Mac, you know, a Mac dude.
You're a Mac whore.
I'm a Mac whore. Excuse me. But you know what? I got to say, Linux, Symbian Linux. Yeah, totally.
I'm a Mac mistress.
Mac mistress. Ooh.
Mac mistress. That's not a bad name.
Kinker. No, that, I trademark, you know what? That. Yeah, I copyright
better,
that.
Yeah, you better, because
no,
it's going to
be. No one use that.
Watch
dude,
out, the next
someone's already
show.
Registered that shit.
Exactly. The Mac
mistress. I have too many good ideas.
The Mac mistress.
Reverend says Symbian is nice, but I'm not really a fan of Nokia phones. Well, you know what? This one was really nice. Full QWERTY keyboard. Pretty decent phone. But, you know, it's one of those things where you just got to find what works for you. I need a smartphone. I'm really I like having a regular flip phone because it's easy, but I miss texting with
a keyboard. Didn't you have one, right? A keyboard phone before, right?
I did. Don't. You guys are antagonizing me. All flip, like, look at our keyboards.
Well, I love this one because I have the upright keyboard, but then you open it up and voila.
Yeah, I may. I don't know. I'm probably going Verizon because Sprint is a sinking fucking ship.
Yes.
So we'll see. I don't know. I'm still shopping. I don't
Verizon,
know.
Verizon, it may be becoming a monopoly.
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
No, they're good. They're good. I've had them now for years.
But the thing is, don't replace the phone now unless you really get fed up with it. I mean, are you able to replace it? I mean, well, everyone's like, well, you have to wait for your contract. No,
I don't.
No,
I do
no
month to month. I never do contracts.
So you're going to – who do you have now?
Anyway. I can't get a new one now.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I just got this new one in May, so I can't do anything yet, but, you know.
Yeah, and I got to come. My chocolate broke, so I was like, oh, my God, my chocolate broke.
You love your chocolate.
Your chocolate broke? Sounds kind of weird.
you know all about it, baby. And on that note.
Nope, not yet. No. Actually, Reverend says I do like the G1 because he likes the HTC. HTC makes great phones, but they have stupid hardware proprietary rules. Just like an Apple has stupid fucking rules, you cannot plug an earbud into the G1. You need a USB dongle adapter. Specially made for HTC. To plug into the USB to listen to your headphones. It is stupid. Verizon, we cripple shit for no reason. All phone companies cripple fucking... I'm reading from the chat room.
Yeah.
All phone companies cripple their phones. There are so many perfect phones out there that we'll never see. And again, that's why I'm suggesting right now, I'm looking at the Nokia, because it handles G3. Just make sure you're not in a proprietary lock G3 system. Go for that, you know, but I don't know.
And G1 looked cool, yeah.
Another thing, as I guess on the iPhones, that you can track where the other person is. If you put them part of your friend in your group, there's a GPS tracking, and you see where that person's at. Do you really want to know where, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that. Murph, if you go to the Spankwagon Twitter site and find Murph on there, at one point he was linking his Twitter into his iPhone and Twittering and sending tweets from his iPhone.
Yeah.
When you do that with certain applications, instead of saying from phone or text or whatever, it'll tell you map coordinates. Well, dude, you click on it, it opens fucking Google Maps. You go into Google Maps, and then you look at fucking Street View. Hey, there's your house.
Wow.
If you're tweeting from home.
Uh-oh. That's new.
That's a little too close to the singularity. A little too close for my comfort.
Forget the CIA or FBI tracking us. We're each other tracking.
we're just giving our information away.
Yeah.
Shit. I'll go to Twitter, Mike.
Actually, Toe says, yes, I have that adapter. It cost me $3. You had to spend...
$3.
It doesn't matter. It's the principle of that. You know, it's the same fucking
principle of the whole thing.
It's the same principle as fucking AT&T locking the iPhone in to their contract and their contract alone for 5 fucking years. It's principle, if anything else.
That's right.
That's all I gotta say. All I have to say. Now it's time.
On that note.
All right, folks. You've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon.net.
Close enough. Closer than most.
Better than my first time.
Spankwagon Radio.
There you go.
Yes.
Got a big thank you to our guest, Golden Blondie Chick.
Blondie Golden.
Figured out. Golden Shower and
Golden
Blonde
Shower.
Chick. Big Daddy Decaps sitting across me. Of course, I am Trencher. We got a bunch of people also to thank. LV Rocks. LVRocks.com for giving us the studio time, space, and... fun stuff. Oh, that reminds me. One more thing before we go. We'll get to that. Big thanks to all of our syndicates. Dwarf from Hell, Fox FM, the KC Host Radio Network, Radio X UK, Showdown Network, Steel City Radio, and Trax Radio. Love them Aussies. Also, next week, Haley Young will be in studio.
Bring it out, baby. Dun, 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 dun.
Big Red.
Whoa.
Say that one more time.
Whoa.
How big is that? What? You know where that's going to go? Upper poop shoot.
That's going somewhere bad.
Seriously?
Yes.
Well, I'll have to be here again. I'll have to tune in at least.
There you go. So also check out the website, spankwagon.net. We want you to be our friend. Go to our, you know, become our MySpace friend. We love you. Become a Twitter friend so that way you can kind of keep up to date. Sent tweets. I love that. It's like, how do you sound macho? I sent a tweet.
Twitter.
Did you get my tweet?
Did you get my tweet?
Oh, my fucking God. Did you get my tweet?
I tweet you.
All right. So check it out. Update your podcast links to the new one so you can not only get the new Spank Wagons, but get the new Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power. So update your podcast feeds, ladies and gentlemen. All right. We need a final word for tonight. So what's our final word for the night?
Xenophobe.
Good night, folks. We'll be right back.
following is a live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room. Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Behold the King. The King of Kings.